Now, speaking to Cove Rovers manager Stephen Henderson ahead of a trip to Cavintilly on Friday night. Stephen, how are you fixed heading into this one?
We're not too bad, Lisa. We've had a good week's preparation. Obviously, the match getting called off last week against Waterford, that could actually be a blessing in disguise, you know. We were still licking our wounds from the Limerick and UCD game. So we've had a good look at what went wrong there. We've tried to put fixes in place, I suppose. And we're looking forward to Cavintilly now, and hopefully we can go up there and pick up a few points.
How did you do that in terms of those fixes? Are you talking a lot with the players? Are you doing a lot of tactical set pieces and training? What are you up to?
Well, it has to be, because it's kind of sitting round figures and square holes and stuff at the moment. We have six players out, Lisa, at the moment, and they're all defenders. The defenders and goalkeepers. We've three centre halves, the right back and the left back. Yeah. So essentially what we've been doing, we've been putting midfield players into our back four. And they have done really well, but when you come up against quality opposition like Limerick and UCD, they have the potential to expose you, and that's what they've done. So that's no slight on our lads that we're playing there. They're playing in foreign position. So what we've done is we've had a look at the personnel there. See if we could change it around, put more time and effort into how we work as a defensive unit, and we'll see how that works. You know, we knew there was going to be days like this. We didn't expect to have so many defenders out at one time. That's not an excuse, that's just a fact of life. So we have to deal with that, and we have the players here good enough to deal with it.
And
whether the match was off, we just get on with it now. It gave us another week to talk to the players, build them up, and we're ready to go for Cavintilly, and then again on Monday against Waterford.
And what's the timeline on those players' return? Is anybody back this week for
you? Oh God, no. That's the downer, I suppose. You know, you have long. Kevin McKay's going to miss the complete four series of games, as will James Forlong, as will Anthony, as will Adam. Believe it or not, young Ben O'Riordan was a centre half from the 19s we signed in case. We had injuries to our centre half, and he went and broke his nose, so he should be back soon. But you know, for the four series of games, we're going to be without the whole lot of them. So look, there's no point in me moaning about it. I probably just did there, but there's absolutely no point in me doing it. We just have to get on with it and trust the players that we have.
But it's an area of your game anyway that you've been working on over the last couple of weeks. At what stage last week was the plans for Waterford disrupted, or did you find out early enough in the day?
No, Lisa, we were actually down on the pitch. We were out there. We were genuinely disappointed. There was no effort to get the surface water off the pitch, because they actually walked it, and the pitch itself, the surface was fantastic. There was surface water. They could have got brushes and forks. They had enough time to do it. They didn't, for whatever reason. So, okay, we were down there. It's off. We just have to deal with it. We're disappointed with it. But we just get on with it.
So this trip to Cavintilly, what do you expect off them as an opposition?
Well, I think they'll be a lot better than they were last year. In fairness to Eddie, he didn't have a lot of time to put a squad together last year. This time he's had the whole of pre-season. They're a young side like us. They'll be well organised. They have a young lad playing up front from Shamrock Rovers, John Hanrahan. I actually played with his father, Peter. He's a fine player, and they have good players all over the pitch. It'll be tough, but every game in this league is tough. Well, I think realistically, if we can get ourselves solid again, Lisa, that's kind of where we build ourselves from, has been solid. We have the players to counter attack. We have good quality players. We have pace, you know. But we have to, remain solid. These will have a go off us. They're at home. They're young. They're enthusiastic. Let them do that. But like I said, we've worked on our defensive shape. Hopefully, it comes off. If it works out, well, then I'd be confident of a result up there.
Good stuff. And then a quick turnaround. You've that rescheduled game against Waterford on Monday night.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a big ask, isn't it, for you know, part-time teams, amateur teams.
Yeah.
You know, to have such a quick tour. We had no say in the matter. We were just told it was on a Monday. We actually had to cancel one or two things over. But you know, again, we just get on with it. We'll play our match Friday. We'll do our recovery Saturday. We'll train Sunday, and we'll go down there on Monday and you know, give them the respect they deserve. You know, the league is mad, Lisa, in the context that, you know, they were last one week, and within 2 weeks they were second in the league. That's the way this league kind of fluctuates. You know, there's teams are going to be beating teams, with the exception of Limerick, obviously.
Yeah.
But everyone else will be beating everybody, and you know, you're going to find yourself up in the playoff places, and then you'll be down in the relegation places, and then you'll be back up. That's just the way this league is. It's great crack, let's be honest.
Great crack. It's a great mindset to take. It's a great mindset to take into it. Best of luck away to Cavan Teely this Friday night, and indeed we'll talk to you over the weekend.
Lisa, thanks very much. Lovely talking to you again.